KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a fair to partly cloudy sky here in Atlantic. It's 24 degrees. We're looking forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 56. Fair to partly cloudy tonight and a low of 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Some members of the current CAM school board will hold their last meeting together tonight at the high school in the superintendent's office in Oneida. At 6:30 p.m., the retiring board will conduct regular business, and that includes going over administrative reports, accepting the election abstract and treasurer's reports. They'll then adjourn, and the annual CAM school board organizational meeting will take place. That includes the oath of office to new board members Kara Murphy and Todd McKee. McKee has previously served with the board, I should mention. In other administrative duties this evening, the election of board president and vice president will take place, along with their respective oaths of office, appointment of a board secretary and treasurer with oath of office, establishing a board meeting date, time, and location, acting on a resolution naming the depositories and deposit limits and authorized signatures, and designating legal counsel. In other business, the newly reorganized CAM school board will act on any resignations and contracts to come before them and then discuss and or act on SBRC requests for modified supplemental amounts in the amount of $23,963 for open enrollment out and $67,073 for at-risk dropout prevention. Also act on the approval of a bus lease, locker room repair bid, and an amendment to the Master Social Work Service Agreement with Green Hills AEA. Their final order of business this evening before the monthly board reports is presented will be discussion with regard to district facilities and the bond referendum results from November 2nd. Now, you may recall the $30 million bond referendum was defeated in the CAM district by a vote of 825 no to 389 yes. The measure would have funded the construction, furnish, remodel, repair, improve, and provide and equip the existing South Elementary, Middle School building and Senior High building. It would also have enhanced the site's transition to a single elementary in Messina, a single junior senior high site at Oneida, and enhanced athletic complexes and areas. Superintendent Paul Cron said after the November 2nd election that the new board will have to think about how to move forward in the district, but the issue with the facilities will still be there. Officials with the Creston Police Department report two arrests and one break-in took place recently. Authorities say at around 2:20 a.m. Saturday, 57-year-old John Jefferson Perry of Creston was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and OWI for his defense. Perry was taken to the Union County Jail and later released on a $1,300 bond. And Friday night, 30-year-old Kelly Lee Belts of Creston was arrested at her residence for violation of a no-contact protective order contempt of court. Belt was taken to the Union County Jail and then transferred to the Adams County Jail, where she was being held without bond until seen by a judge. And a Creston man reported to police December 5th that an RV at 400 South Maple Street in Creston had been broken into. The owner of the RV reported several items were missing, including multiple household kitchen appliances, clothing, personal items, and tools. The loss was estimated at $10,300 altogether. One person complained of pain following a chain reaction collision Saturday afternoon in Red Oak, but they did not require or request transport to the hospital. According to Red Oak police, a 2011 Kia Sorento driven by 45-year-old Malin John Richardson of Red Oak struck a legally parked 2013 Honda Civic on 6th Street at around 4:40 p.m. Saturday. The impact caused the Honda to be pushed into a parked 1998 Chevy pickup. Both parked vehicles are registered to Craig Archer of Red Oak. According to the report, Malin told police the accident happened when he fell asleep at the wheel. He was cited for failure to maintain control. Damage to the three vehicles amounted to $20,200 altogether. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by Red Oak Fire and Rescue and deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The Council Bluffs Police Department reports that at around 3:32 p.m. on Friday, December 10th, officers were dispatched to the 100 block of Park Avenue for a car alarm sounding. Upon arrival, they located a parked Chevy Impala with heavily tinted windows. When officers shined their flashlights in the windows to determine if it was occupied, a male party sat up in the driver's seat. Officers instructed the man to get out of the vehicle, but instead, he started the car and backed up, ramming one of the officer's police cars. One officer had to move out of the way to avoid being struck by the vehicle. The subject then drove down Park Avenue, where he struck another vehicle traveling eastbound on Pierce Street. The suspect vehicle spun around 180 degrees, lost its tire, and became wedged against a fence. As more officers arrived on the scene, commands were given for the suspect to exit the vehicle. However, he climbed out of the driver's side window instead and fled on foot towards Broadway Street. The man was apprehended in the 100 block of Broadway. A loaded handgun was found in the front of his waistband after the foot pursuit. No one was injured. The suspect was identified as 26-year-old Anthony Martinez of Omaha. Martinez is a convicted felon, has a valid felony warrant through Colorado. He was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on numerous charges, including assault on persons engaged in certain occupations, carrying weapons, criminal mischief in the third degree, fugitive from justice, interference with official acts, possession of a firearm by a felon, possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. And the Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports a man was arrested last Thursday after he failed to appear in court on a felony drug charge. Authorities say 36-year-old Samuel Cheney of Lenox was taken into custody on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear on an original Class C felony charge of possession of meth with the intent to deliver. The warrant was the result of an ongoing investigation into narcotics distribution in Taylor County. And police in Red Oak say a man from Mills County was arrested early Sunday morning. 22-year-old Mason Dean White of Hastings was taken into custody at around 1:30 a.m. for OWI first offense. White was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.